Yo, what up, welcome to Unmaster the podcast, where I get to chat with the contributors to the hip-hop culture, the culture that we love. I'm your host, Atenda Zimbandu, aka the Ultra Poet, and today I host the award-winning Jungle Loco. Ladies and gentlemen, hey man, please introduce yourself.
Well, thank you, bro. This Jungle Loco, ladies and gentlemen, Mars Vegas, born and bred. I hope I find you well. Let's get this.
All right, man, Mars Vegas representing. Satenda Kure, I have a question that I've always wanted to ask. I think most people would also want to know, the Jungle Loco. Where did that name come from, Jungle Loco, and what does it mean? Generally, like, what does Jungle Loco mean, and where did it come from?
Well, initially it was Jungle Kid. Jungle Kid is an alias, a nickname that was given to me by a certain Soto lady when I was in Lesotho. That was in 2010-2011, as a reference to my hairy hands. She was like, you're a Jungle Kid, you're like Tarzan. So it was Jungle Kid from the Jungle Kid, the artist. Then I switched it up to change to Jungle Loco, because I'm no longer a kid, come on. Jungle Loco, Loco being the crazy persona, the crazy rhyming, the crazy punchlines, because Ndishtanga, I was more of a deep lyricist, wordplay, chi. But my latest album, I know for my first or my second, especially part wordplay, because right now I punch more, like Ndishtanga sama punches. I want to drop a content, someone remember on general paper, or then I let them fly over no green days at Igu, you know. My pen, yeah, got to change. And I now use Amima words, which is aningi, like, you know, when I'm going to say sound, she's going to say word. Like, Pandoti is a calling, who's phone, imana ninkr, you know. Saga is style, and I can introduce her after switching it up to Jungle Loco. So that's local right there, as City Kid or Bango. That's local.
Yes, I remember when you were called Jungle Kid, and I really didn't know like how the transition went, but it's a pretty good explanation, man. So how did you start rapping? Because I remember you were a spoken word poet before you were a rapper, or you were both, but I just didn't know that you were a rapper. Like, how did you start rapping, and what are the roots of you being the artist that you are right now?
Yes, I was a poet. I was a poet before I ventured into music. But then I've always been someone which I remember when I was listening to there was this Chada Keys album. Which pane ame my rhymes, I go naku, like, I'm in my ways, which I'm going to share some maybe in between my lines. I throw in there, I'll speak. I'm going to go away to replace it. Then the rhyme would be like dopper. So, like, even when I hear certain local artists, my hip hop artists, and Gary Popper, time you. They're gonna pick out, I know, I'm gonna hate it, so, and so, you see. And that was a push factor too. Then something very, very, very personal. Dosha was on the pusher, like, couldn't do that in 2012. Just to channel my energy towards something fun. It was OCD related. I can't dig into it. I can't dig into it without getting emo. Why is it? I tell you so that. Saka, that's how I started out. That was 2012. Well, as far as Shona Raps are concerned, I was inspired by Eddie, when New Click, there was a group called New Click, like Sultana Desbio back in the day. New Click, it was Eddie and the other one, and then Roy, the Deeb.
And he angani like he raped like and an AZ or AZ the guy on Life is a Bish Yanaz. If you know the fragrance in the funga makari, yeah. Dito tanga tanga, they have any like my rhyme schemes anyway in their go, especially Patrick Ron's Life is the second verse. And there's no Jindaneta ne Hong Kong, yeah, Hong Kong, the Hudao Eko Gucci, La Coste Billabong. What was Pani number one in the Funga Makari? Eddie would be like, Auntie, the whole would be going, the Funga Makari, Chinakari. I know, it's not the Funga Makari. It's Paul in Daga Perida. Then you'll be like, cool, could I go and dig up Sinagam, so we shall go chili pushy mandar, something gaga put and that. So I didn't have a machine, like, you know, so, I was really inspired by Eddie. I was inspired by I listened to Nas, Common, The Game, and also apart from Yanambu Huzauchi, it was the major push factor. I was inspired by those artists.
Sorry, man, you don't have to talk about anything that you don't want to talk about. And you said you're also inspired by Nas, Common, and the Game. Those are some pretty great rappers. For me, Common is personally my favorite. Nas is one of the greatest. So obviously I can see where the lyrical prowess comes from. And your story is really inspiring. Like the way you're talking about how you started with a cause. Because most of these people are now getting into rap because they want to look fly, they want to be getting them girls and everything, which is very unfortunate, really. Now let's talk about some of the projects that you've dropped. Take us through the journey from the first record that you made up until the first Book of Local, the award-winning album. Take us through that. Like, what are some of the projects that you have released? Where are they available? And what are some of the challenges that you faced when you were creating some of those projects?
My first track was Bango. Bango. A 2-minute track. I had to record the name mouthpiece, yeah, my headphones. 2-minute track ran to about 2 weeks to pain because Shona, like, when you are new to it, Tanga Kunora Mabazi Shona. my one is it? So Bango was like the defining trick. Battle raps, 2 minutes of battle raps, no hook, no what, bar after bar. Bar after bar. Then that's what we record, and that's what we can hook, it's one in face, local dance, and local is in it. Based in Mashingo, local dance artist by the name Stan Vibes. And after that, I began working on my album, my first album, House of Hunger, 12 track project. I think it propelled, maybe, like the reviews from Amnesi, because in some Amnesi told me, I reminded him of Kingpin. That was a project, bro. It was very encouraging, and one motivator and do Aramanji. She put some projects, is it? So it was that. Then the Kambo Mira for the time, you know, started a game. Because House of Hunger was me doing me unapologetically. In air, Tongoti, Dutongi, and Ruda, was it? And didn't know to Kune, 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 Kune. I just want to get my message out there, was it? Then I got Miran to start again. Do panama busa na touch mania. My first trap track. You know, experimenting. She. Then my second album was Apanvungo. Summarize. Stone City 23 track album. Of course, Banga Pani Maskit Nechi. But it was 23 tracks, not 23 solid. But Mangar Maskit, as I said. Stone City was the transition. There's a balance, like my hardcore fans search a House of Anger. We're saying I'm trying to be too like vibe commercial in the air, but it's expected because like Anger my deep heads, you know. House of Anger was complex. It's complex wordplay, you know, intricate wordplay. So like Stone City, there's a mambodi. Could mix and my sounds at modern and you know these bounds and then that one from John because Stone City but I tango shandana John. John Dagatanga, like I met him in 2016, December 2016, that's when he sent me his first beat. John Dagatanga pa right now pa Batama Streets on a song known as Even Now. That's the first beat I got from John. So it was John on the production. Pebs International and Empower House of Anger, he produced almost every track. Lyre and Scatter. That was Stone City. Moving on, Batama Streets, the first Book of Logo, the award winning project. 18 tracks. Batama Streets, I worked now on the production. Pepsi, from a Cyber 101, John, and I did a beat up of a guy called the first Book of Loco. Then we met together and a Varin re intro. But I must read the first Book of Loco. Dora got it and me a national award. Zim Hip Hop Awards Best Album 2020. I see controversies. Gatanga and Papi, just guys there. Fananutaurisa, man. But Zinizoti is expected. Zagara Pano Tama was Ninini Fananoga Chichema, Fanano Unguza, Fanano. Fano did the Madaga can you? I see. But so Batama Streets my third album. So it's three albums so far for me. And I wouldn't say pane my problems and doesn't know so far because really I haven't been someone who to maybe push. So it made me go and sabotage you pakat. I think my numbers and data. I deserve them right now because to date and in our video any official video chango loco and video saka can this remove and push out daro and didn't expect my numbers because can personal marketing nanisa. Don't expect to one who's people are too busy right now. Yeah, so people are too busy right now. Economy, they are too busy.
Answered some questions that I was going to ask a little bit later, but you included all that in there. The thing about the numbers and people that you've worked with and everything. Now I'm gonna ask what are your thoughts on the people that are blowing up on the hip-hop scene? How does it benefit the rest of the industry, and what's different now that people, a hip-hop artists are blowing up in Zimbabwe doing good numbers in 2020 that they weren't able to do in 2019. Are you going back to maybe the 2016 era where hip-hop was blowing up, or with the MMTs and all that? Like what is your thought on all this hype that is coming to the hip-hop genre in 2021?
Well, I take those as signs of better things and better times to come. The genre Zim Hip Hop is going to flourish over the years, no doubt about that, you know.
As you mentioned with the MMT era, those were baby steps, and up to Patire right now, the numbers and the attention I would be with Zim Hip Hop. I don't think a Zim Danzo artist would have claimed to be a Zim Hip Hop king during that 2013-2016 era. Zim Danzo by Episa, or anyone, any artist from any genre in Zimbabwe, because Zim Hip Hop during that time it was underground. Zim Hip Hop was underground as a genre, you know. But right now, we have managed to define our own road map, and like taka kwansa kupave away yekuti right now zvine direction vanonesa ona kuti okay zvinhu zvinoita so so, and in 5 years time I think it will be like the number one music genre in Zimbabwe, no doubt about that. Because what happens is right now vanhu vakwanisa kuappreciate these urban sounds, Afro pop, Zim Danzo, Zim Hip Hop, because they grew up on that, you see. Zvinhu zvekuti zvaiperfomiwa pamagala vanhu vaiti kuti gala rakafana chisaladhi chishishishi kana zvimwe zvaizvi on vanhu vachida sungura, like, because ndo zvinhu zvavakakura vachinzwa. Right now vafana varipo izvo zvinhu zvakakura vachinzwa Zim Hip Hop. In 5 years, 10 years to come, those in English are peaceable, because like those in Zakawa Rena. So that's the goal. And Sando Kuna Holy Ten, Sando Kuna Tigons, Sando Kuna SF, Sando Kuna Mfana Pius, Sando Kuna Noble Styles, Sando Kuna like Kiki Bedis, Kruger, Sando Kandiri. Anyone are going to push the culture forward right now, I got pain. Never mind, it's not mentioned and then I'm going to, maybe they are less important. But right now, Tatum state here issue, interview, no one else as well. Unless when you're about to pass it, what is it? Shout out to my homeboy, Chris Newton, I'm fan of Holland Wolf, Pepsi, you know, and I think we are in the right direction. Just to sum it up, I think we are in the right direction right now, and what's the most important thing is kushandidzana bow, because really I believe kuti if we work hand in hand, dominance, it becomes a movement. It's hard to ignore, like I said before, it's hard to ignore a crowd surging forward. But demo ye munhu one, you know, gonna ignore. Can go to the Koto Vario on Diagatore Tikaroya Munoto Vario to Sunga. But then a demo like a mob, I just will turn by on Doma Pindiragata on a Zim Danzo, because it was like four different guys were over from Makona Garciano on, and it's hard to ignore, like I said, which those are don't worry, there's those Cherongos and Nagiron as well. Okay, but Bobo, what one man come? What is it? But because of like rotation, papa, whatever, radio, TV, we'll pay attention. And I think that's all we need right now. Mona anokwanisa kuti apise, akapisa ipapo. Make sure wasumudza vako 2 or 3, right? That's dopatuti now you're doing it for the culture. Because kana wakangobuda uri one, vanongona kuti okay, kuna ningi. But then kuti the Zim Hip Hop movement, kuti Zim Hip Hop, now this is Zim Hip Hop, do afana vacho on hapana ndo wapfana wacho kana uri one kana uri one unochingonza ha toziva kuti kuna tigons toziva kuna uri 10 but then kuti now what simi pop so kuti pakazoita kana kuti ma awards on anachingozivikana kana kuti munhu 1 or 2 or 3 vachitoshaya kuti kuime list ndivapi kuvapfana vari panana best album best whatever best newcomer ndivapa but munhu anokwanisa aka like munhu anenge achipisa patime iyo akakwanisa kusumudza 2 or 3 vake I think is poor. I think movement inobva yanyatsokusimba chaizvo but ukasvika kuti ndokunazominziva saka pana for the couch pane pasina zvokuti wanzi for the couch anachingori ma statement.
Yeah, well, those are strong words and definitely Sando Kwamuri Mdara. You've been doing the most for Zimi Hapa, man. Like, you've been putting in the work. I think you have 3 albums now. That's really impressive. And the whole thing about Kusumu Zeranaya actually makes sense because when you are at the top, Uriweka, and you have no support system, you have to bring others up so that you have a lot of people at the top and that genre can be floating above the waters for a longer time. So my next question will be, what's next for Jungle Loco? What can we expect from you? More visuals, more albums, performances, visual appearances at festivals or whatever? Like, what can we expect from you in the next few months or years as you advance with your career as a rapper?
Thank you, bro. Currently I'm working on an EP with the title of Free Apros Music. Free Apros is a clothing line, a streetwear clothing line by my, belongs to my younger brother, Set Free Squatty. He is the CEO and I'm a brand ambassador. I have referred to the brand a few times, say pa Patrick Pindapa when I went Free Apros Heavy Club and Ikujute, no MDC, but Karam Shidam Checker, we had to coupe. I was referring to Free. So it's Free Apros Music. It's going to be a 6-track or 7-track EP. I'm yet to finalize. I'm yet to really have the final draft yet. Papa, as far as the track list is concerned. Then visuals. I think 2 or 3 of the tracks Papa not on Gobuda Lima visuals are on. Then they are going to be performing this August. We are doing visual performances for this NGO My Edge, belongs to Onward Gibson. They are going to be airing on their page, Facebook page. There is, I think, a YouTube channel. The page is 263 Youth TV. Check it out, 263 Youth TV. So they're going to be airing. I'm going to be performing 2 tracks. I'm going to be doing 2 tracks, Daddy Cares and No Tando. And it's going to be fire. Live band, no loop, no sample, no what. Live, everything is going to be live. Like, so I think so far those in pipeline. So it's going to be that in visuals. And then I think a documentary of mine is dropping soon. It was shot by Stabs, Rewind Visuals. You can check it out too. Check the page, Rewind Visuals on YouTube. Panini content diripo pa page iroro. So ndopachaisa the documentary 40 papo and I'm on my futures. So those in pipeline.
That's some exciting stuff, man. We wait for the EP, Free Apparel's Music. That's definitely gonna be fire if it's anything like the Free Apparel's freestyle that we got. And we look forward to the performances. Yeah, I love live band performances that bring the soul, the vibe to the music that maybe some like virtual instrumentation cannot get. Now, before we wrap this up, I want to ask one more question. Like, who influences your music? Who are some of the rappers, singers, songwriters, producers that you have looked up to as an artist, as a rapper?
Well, pertaining influence and inspiration from other artists, I listen to a lot of Central African music. I listen to a lot of Simon Chimbetu, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, like sonically is unique. So I always try to be as much different as I can, so as not to maybe. And this moon ukuthi ndisho ukuthi I wanna ride the wave lipo and what do whatever everybody's doing. I try by all means to bring something new to the game, bring something new to the table, because we can't all be sounding the same in ngeto choir and in ngeto same part choir unison, and it shouldn't be like that. So for me to be standing out, I have to make a difference. So it's Central African music, the likes of Lokua Kanza, Fally Ipupa, Ferre Gola, Werrason, then old school and Ishmael Lowe, Salif Keita, Papa Wemba, then locally, as I said, the late Simon Chimbetu, may so rest in peace. Rappers. None really inspire me. Not for the competition or one day. So I can't pay attention. Whenever I pay attention to whoever you are competing with, you may end up sounding like them. There are dope rappers out there. Not saying what maybe. Check. Shout out to Holy 10, shout out to SF, Chris Newton, Talk Money, the likes of Soko Matimai, Malcolm Funte, there's Ray Kaz, there's List Yajaga Rebis, what is it?
All right, man. I see that you have a lot of like influences. It's always good to have a unique blend, and it will bring a unique sound to your music, which is what I love about your music. Especially when you listen to the album, there's a lot of blending that happens on different sounds, different kind of like subgenres of the hip hop culture, which is good. Now I want to play a game that I play with all my guests. That's called a random 10. So I ask you 10 random things, and we get to see a bit of you outside of what you say you like. So the first one will be, what's your favorite movie? Number two, TV show, visual artist, color, meal, country brand, country car brand, rapper, album, producer. Yeah, let's go.
Shakaipa. Favorite movie. Damn. There is a favorite, like, childhood favorite, then adulthood favorite. Our childhood favorite would be Terminator 2. Adulthood favorite, The Hateful Eight. But it has to be The Hateful Eight. TV show, out and out, visual artist. visual artist. Sim Dog. Local color, my favorite color is white. Favorite meal, am I really fussy? Favorite meal, anything is nyama, baba. Nyama ga gojo. Do favorite meal, yeah. Country, favorite watch. Country,
it seems to be Zimbabwe. Car brand Mercedes Benz, rapper. Nas, and locally SF. My favorite album. Damn. Lullaby by Simon Chimbetu. Favorite producer, John the Producer. John the Producer. Shout out to my homeboy. Yeah, yeah.
I see you have diverse tastes, man. You gotta hook me up with some of those movies. Of course, I saw Terminator, and the other one, I'm not sure. You gotta hook me up with that one. Yeah, Sim Dog has been doing some things, and your favorite color is white. What do you piece it in that? Why is everybody keeps going saying like Zimbabwe is their favorite country? I mean, don't you live here? Favorite rapper Nas, definitely, that's good. Local rapper SF. I wasn't sure that was gonna come up, but hey, John the Producer, definitely, you've been working together for the longest. That's dope. Anyways, bro, we've reached the end of the podcast. What would you want to say maybe to someone who's been listening? Maybe to your fans, to your family and friends who have been supporting you as we wrap up the podcast?
I'm really grateful to everybody who's been supporting. I appreciate you all. I thank you all. My last word to you, keep in touch, keep in touch, keep in touch. It's Django Loco on Facebook. Django Loco ZW on Twitter, Django Loco on Instagram, Django Loco on YouTube. There is new content coming soon. As I told you, the Pamugaya Jago Vapor, Dopa to drop a content, Semanari Mironic General Paper, is coming your way. So that's just about it. Stay safe out there. Vaccinate, COVID is real, you know that. Mask up, wash your hands. Tolema measures also, and we talk to Muri safe and you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been Django Loco. Thank you so much, man, for coming through. Thank you so much for your time. Takamira Zwakawanda, this has been Tetene Zimbando, aka the Ultra Poet with Unmastered. Go follow us on social media at The Heat Trader, on Facebook, on Instagram. Go give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Until next time, thank you.